Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following is an excerpt of our latest Patreon episode. If you're listening here, you're listening on the free feed. For even more, join us at patreon.com/askrona.
Hi, Rana.
How are you, dear?
I'm good. I've got a tea today.
What?
I know. Because I already drank my coffee. We're recording. It's afternoon.
I can't believe you're going to come on this program and talk about tea.
Well, Rana, I don't know if you remember, but... Well, first of all, I did already have my shades of V. And by the way, do you know that I sprinkle some cinnamon in it now?
Well, that's very interesting. You know, I've done that for quite some time.
Oh, really?
And I'll just say... Put a pin in that. Put a pin in sin, amen, is what I'll say.
I love it.
Because I've been in the lab.
Rona, I got to tell you, you're like Squid Game.
Yeah. In that, like, oh, yeah. I'm
you're
for
always
sure Squid Game.
Going in and out of the doors that no one can see. And yeah. I don't know when you're in the lab and when you're not in the lab.
It's true. I like to surprise you when I'm coming to the end of an experiment that I like to surprise you and say, I've been in the lab. And here's what I've come up with. But we all know holidays coming. Pardon me.
Oh, my gosh.
And
the only reason I get excited for the holidays is, and I'm not kidding, because of Ronica.
Ronica or Ronica Blend?
Both. People went nuts for Ronica Blend because it was so
people
delicious.
You know who's going to be so excited? Sticky Fingers. Sticky Fingers
loves that.
Ronica Blend more than any other person on the planet. And Arjan Kvasnikov also loved it.
I have not heard from Argent recently.
Oh, he's been very busy. He's getting all kinds of grants and commissions, and the Smithsonian's talking to him.
Wow.
I think his relationship with Gojo might go south because Argent is such
Always neck and neck, those two.
He's such a rising star in the art world right now. And I think they're both a little competitive.
Gojo didn't even need to fly to Turkey because he just hit the roof and is back in Turkey right now.
He took a rocket pack, a jet pack to Turkey.
Yeah, he's so furious.
Gojo shaved his beard off and he looked like an absolute creep.
What, Rana, that's awful. He's so cute.
I thought he looked like a creep before, and now I think he looks like a double creep.
I think he's so handsome. I'm not even kidding. He's so cute.
What are you waiting for? He's dying to go to Italy with you. Did you get his Italy?
No, he isn't.
Did you get his Italy Rex? He sent them to you.
He did?
On Instagram, he sent you all of his Italy recommendations.
Oh, I was hoping he'd bind them and then send them to me, but that's fine. I'll look online. Yeah,
in a human skin, a book made of human skin.
And do you think he'll actually like plan it and, you know, all that for me?
He mentioned, he sent you a nice little list.
Oh my God, I will absolutely devour that after this.
Gojo's secret Rome. He sent you a few lists. Yeah.
Gojo, why don't you come to Rome with me?
I think we would have a fight in the middle of the street. I think that they'd have to call the Carabinieri is what I think.
Why?
I just think it would be an Amanda Knox if you two went to Rome together.
You know what, Rana? I would say
someone
that that's
would leave,
outrageous.
Someone would leave a turd in the toilet.
And I got to say, Gojo's
a little... At the crime scene. You know, Gojo's, that was the detail that never left me about the Amanda
Knox. They didn't
flush
the toilet with the shit in the... Yeah, it was disgusting.
Yeah. Could they have gotten some DNA out of the poop, I wonder?
They have to, right? I mean, you're... Oh,
but as a police officer, how do you not go in and just... That's the first thing you do, flush the toilet. And then...
Because it's evidence. Although they
course,
didn't use it as evidence.
But, I mean, you have to be trained to not flush a toilet.
Well, Rana, they were not trained very well. I hate to say that. But that woman who used her foot to kick through the glass door and then the Chinese food everywhere...
What was the Chinese food everywhere?
Remember they had, like, takeout... and just like put it all over the table while they were
eating. Oh, the cops were eating tag. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, that's Italy for
the
you.
And they were just totally messed up. They botched that up. And you know what? Yeah. I shouldn't be saying this because now the Roman police are going to be after me. Although they weren't in Rome. They weren't.
No, they certainly weren't. Yeah. They certainly weren't. They were in Puglia. That's right. Mm. So anyway.
Yes.
Veronica is coming.
I can't believe it. It's been announced on the briefing. I've already been doing my things.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. I'm compiling.
Are we doing again 50-ish, 100-ish, 250-ish? You didn't send me your categories yet this year.
I know, because I guess I so far all I've been doing is like grabbing a few things that I like. I haven't thought in terms of
categories. And then we'll worry about categories.
That's what I've been doing so far, yeah.
If people need to write to us now, what do they think? We record the day before Veronica?
Come on, everybody.
Get with it.
I actually don't have the patience for it anymore.
No, you really should. I mean, how are we even still doing this for people? I'll never understand.
You're right, Rana.
But it's going to be November 16th. It'll be on the free feed.
Yeah.
We want our Patreons to send us either their gifting questions or if they have recommendations, which was so fun last year. If
people
sent good stuff, we put it up. If they sent garbage, we didn't. So don't be shocked when you write to me to say, oh, I found the perfect bath bomb, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And then it doesn't make the list and you're horrified.
We need it on time.
Yeah. I ultimately decide what gets on and off the list. So
that is true. Even though you send in your recommendation, that is not a free pass to IG heaven.
If you hear nothing back, you need to reevaluate your taste level. That's really, and I'm not talking about your price point. Look, everyone knows I don't believe in things having to be expensive.
No, of course not.
I like
some of
things
our best
that are
gifts
expensive,
are under 50.
But a lot of our best gifts are under 50. That's exactly right. So anyway, we've been in the lab. We're excited about that.
So excited.
The Negrana, pardon me. Forget Christmas is not here yet. It's Thanksgiving this year. Thanksgiving comes first. Trying to figure out what could be more fabulous than serving a Negrana as your cocktail hour for Thanksgiving. That
no
gorgeous
kidding.
Bottle on a Thanksgiving table.
It does look like the fall. It
Come
really
on.
Goes perfectly Come with on. Any table. Sandra Lee wishes that she had this bottle on her tablescape.
You said it.
Yeah.
You said it. Negrana.com.
Totally. Yep.
And we should remind people if they subscribe to the coffee, it's $3 off every bag.
Every
and they
single
can
one.
Cancel the subscription anytime.
It's truly the best coffee out there. I'm not even saying it. It just is.
And I think we'll probably do what we did last year, which Sticky Keys knows all too well, which is if you subscribe to the holiday coffee, to the Veronica coffee.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
That you can get it all year, but you have to subscribe by December 31st.
Right.
But you will not be
Limited
able to buy
edition.
Single bags. This is when they're here, when Veronica Coffee is here, it's like Monopoly at McDonald's.
Completely.
We didn't get to Ronopoly yet.
No.
Yeah.
Ronopoly. Less of a scheme.
Ronopoly's coming.
Ronopoly's coming. That's exactly right, Rana.
Okay.
The limited edition Barbie that is the Veronica blend.
Brian.
Rana.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we're at the end of the year. And you know how my mind's always racing about when's Rana going to pay me back? And, you know, how many bath bombs am I going to get for the holidays this year? And you know what I mean? I constantly just that hamster's constantly running.
Yeah. I know you're on that bath bomb wheel.
I am. And by the way, there was a Judge Judy recently where a parrot started attacking someone's face. And I thought, if my bird ever does that, I mean, you know, the bird's in full effect in the last quarter of the year.
The bird is on your shoulder in the last quarter of the year. There's no question about it.
No question. Not to mention with the stresses of this last year, it's more important than ever to practice living healthier and happier lives, especially when you have thoughts like mine running in endless circles in your head. So what if a few minutes was all it took to change your relationship with stress and anxiety, transforming your life for the better? That's the power of meditation with Headspace. And Rana, I'm not just talking about Headspace. I'm a user.
I know you are, which I think is incredibly impressive. A, that the app exists, and B, that you're using it and finding great success with it.
You can choose how many minutes you want to meditate that day. And you can even choose the category. Like some are like getting over a breakup. Some are just dealing with daily anxiety. I mean, they get very specific. It's really, really nice. And you just feel so much better after a few minutes of doing it because you've really taken that time out for yourself to just calm down. Because Rana, I got to mention to you, our thoughts can be confusing enough. I mean, my thoughts are very confusing. One day, you know, I'm a vegetarian. The next day I am paleo, you know?
Sure. One day it's oat milk. One day it's cream.
Exactly.
Yep.
Our thoughts can be confusing enough. Meditation doesn't have to be. Because I do feel like people are scared of meditation and it really isn't scary. You just have to do it.
And Headspace is such an easy, accessible,
simple,
calming, and you see real results.
You really do.
You absolutely do.
Headspace is your convenient dose of meditation, mindfulness, and sleep exercises. I forgot to mention the sleep exercises, but I have those too, to relieve stress and anxiety and help you get a good night's sleep all in one app, making it easy to catch your breath and make time for your mental health. And Rana, I think where you're going with it is that it's science-backed.
That's exactly right. Everything is research-based and science-backed.
I mean, it works.
If you could wake up happier, get your mind ready for the day, and also go to bed happier?
Using Headspace for just 2 weeks can reduce your stress by 14%.
I love the stuff. I mean, that's something.
Honest to goodness. You know, I had an exclusive guest recently. And if you don't think that I spent a few minutes every morning.
A few extra.
I gave myself a few extra.
We've got to get you a guest on Headspace. If she could manage her anxiety, Rana, she wouldn't have to share it with you.
That is so true.
Yeah.
I'm sure people are skeptical. Don't be. It really does work. So please give it a try.
Find some Headspace at headspace.com/askrana and get 1 month free off the entire meditation library.
Wonderful. It's a huge library too.
Yeah. This is the best Headspace offer available. So go to headspace.com/askrana today.
headspace.com/askrana.
Attention Carriage House members, Rana here to tell you all about Anchor.fm. Anchor is the fabulous app that we use to create our podcast. And let me tell you something, you can use it to create a podcast of your own. It's totally free. They have these terrific creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, if you're that sort of person. I have a staff, excuse me. And now you can even add any song from Spotify directly to your episodes, which is pretty fabulous. The possibilities are totally endless. So download the free Anchor app now or go to anchor.fm to get started today. Kiss, kiss. So we have a couple of follow-ups here.
We certainly do. The first one's from the person who you think is a catfisher, and I'm on the fence about that part.
I do, yeah.
So just to remind everyone, this is the high school senior who he was worried about losing his boyfriend to college in the fall. And he wrote us, he even sent a picture, but Rana, you seem to think that that further cements the fact that he's catfishing us.
I want this kid to tell me how and when he started listening to this show. That's what I want to know.
Write in. Tell us how you found this show. And because he's 18, right? Or younger?
I believe they are seniors in high school.
Seniors, so 17, 18.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
And I also want to say there's a lesson inside of a lesson here, which is just if we are being catfished, that doesn't make us fools for answering the question.
No, because it's still a question.
The question is still valid, A.
Yeah.
And B, we are only going on the information that we have. So if you're the person who gets if this is a catfish and this person gets a thrill out of catfishing, that's an empty thrill, my dear. Your thrill, I want to say that to all the catfishes out there.
Yeah.
Your thrill is meaningless.
Wow. Rana, this is a hard line you're taking.
Well, it's true because what they're trying to do, the catfishes, is they're playing with this idea of power, this I have a secret.
Right.
I have a secret you don't know, but, and I'm pulling the puppet strings. And the truth of the matter is you don't have a secret. It's a lie.
You're pathetic.
And people are just going on the information that you give them. So all that does is make you an absolute garbage person.
That's right.
If you have to lie to other people in order to feel powerful in your life, you're the smallest person there is.
This is a warning to anyone.
Yeah.
Anyone who absolutely even tries to catfish Rana or me.
Yeah.
We think, you know what we think of you? Sasquatch.
That's right.
Thanks, Rana.
Very little.
Yeah.
Very little. People went nuts over our Halloween episode, by the way.
Rana, it was iconic. Are you kidding
me? They loved the reveal. They loved the cool fruit. They loved, I realized that you were a chill fruit. A chill pineapple is what you were being. Chilled pineapple.
I was a chill pineapple. And not to mention, by the way, Rana, because I was wearing my sunglasses and everything like that. But I want to also tell you this. I was totally Joe Pineapple.
Yeah.
I was one cool fruit. Also, though, I've been using that Kroger floss, that dental floss I got in my pack the time you accidentally forgot to send me candy and Paul F. Tompkins.
So yes.
I love it. I'm still endorsing it. It's wonderful floss, the Kroger brand. Floss. It's better than, it's not necessarily as good as Glide, but it's a little bit more fun because it's a little bit more challenging.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Challenging. When you get into those molas in the back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I do want to just go ahead and announce that next year I will be giving away that specific floss to people. I'm not going to promise it might be on my Ronica.
It's certainly under 50.
Yeah.
You could probably get a case of it for under 50.
That's true.
Yeah.
Might be on there.
Now, okay, we've got to do this follow-up. And then remind me that Janie Haddad,
I love her,
wrote to me this morning, and I want to talk about that. And that's going to remind me of something else.
Okay. Here we go.
And then we've got to get to some advice because what are we doing?
Yeah. I mean, come on. Yeah. Hello again, Rana and Brian, and of course, fabulous possible guest. You're getting away with it because she's a possible. Mm. I wrote in a few weeks ago about my high school boyfriend who's going to go off to college at the end of the year, yada, yada, yada. See, I just have a hard time believing a 17-year-old knows that reference, although maybe they watch Seinfeld.
He wrote yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada, yada. Okay, now I'm back to believing him.
Okay.
Just felt like updating you guys on things after you answered my question. Evan and I are still dating. He's again reminded me a few times about him leaving and going to college, and God, I want to punch him in those moments. But, you know, I don't. Evan was super vibrant and entertaining to text when we first started dating, but for the last couple of weeks now, he's been a very dry texter and sometimes won't even respond. Oh, I suppose it's not a huge deal given I see him every day at school and call him almost every other day. We would hang out more often, but he's grounded like an idiot right now. So anyway, I thought we could take a big step in our relationship last weekend when he was able to get out of the house for a couple hours and we were safe, of course, and planning on hanging out again, hopefully on Halloween. I still get pretty bad anxiety and it dampers my mood pretty badly when he won't respond, pick up my call, or even when he says something just the wrong way. That's going to be hard to break out of.
Yeah.
I mean, because at this point, it might not all be him. It might not all be Evan, if like that's how you're reacting. I know it's all in my head, but fuck, it's the worst, pardon my French. Please manifest things continually working out for us. And when things finally do, and let us both be at peace. Yours truly, Jay. P.S. Here's a photo of us together. I felt like sharing, and you both mean a lot to me, so I want you to see us. They're very cute.
Well, they almost look like brothers, these two.
Well, Rana, welcome to white gay men.
But that's why.
It is true.
The narcissism is unlimited.
The narcissism
in the gay male community. It's absolutely true.
Absolutely.
If they don't look alike, they start dressing alike.
Correct. Correct.
You know, I'm so steamed about everybody giving Pete Buttigieg a hard time for adopting, well, they adopted a surrogate, preemie twins that he's just trying to get out of the hospital.
I know.
It is so heartbreaking, as though no one in the universe, Republican or Democrat, has ever had a child, and that there couldn't be anything more terrifying than these two tiny little bodies that these two are trying to keep alive and get out of the hospital, and people are politicizing it. That is really a sad state of
Tucker
affairs
Carlson
in this country.
Tucker Carlson is obsessed with it, by the way.
He's obsessed with that other people are happy.
Totally.
He's a miserable person.
And he kept saying like, oh, Pete Buttigieg, want a paternity leave because I guess he needs to breastfeed. He's such an animal.
What? an asshole.
Which is homophobic, sexist, all of it.
What an absolute schmuck.
Ugh.
What does that even mean?
Who Meanwhile, even cares?
There's 2 1.5-pound babies in the right. middle of all of this. And they're driving the father crazy, who's just trying to get them out of the hospital.
Yeah. Who, with the supply chain thing, has also had an incredibly stressful job right now.
Trying to do 4 minutes of skin-to-skin contact with 2 preemie twins. And this guy can't let him have it. Nope. That's what he decided to zero in on.
Yep. Pathetic.
So, what an animal is right. What a miserable heart. But isn't that interesting that that's not the thing that will turn people against Tucker Carlson?
You would think
going after a new father would be the one thing that everyone could understand. That stress. Yeah. Horrible.
Not to mention people on that network have taken paternity leave because Fox News gives you a bunch of it.
Yeah. They probably give you 7 months. Or
they do. So,
yeah.
Exactly.
If you work at Netflix, you can take 2 years if you want to. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
You get to decide. They say, well, what do you think? How much do you think you need?
Not bad.
At least that's how it used to be. But getting back to this is that we were talking about how these two look a lot alike. And if they don't look alike, then they dress alike. And they have the same haircut. But anyway. Right. Dear, there is a shadow problem here, we're going to call it. There is a secondary issue. You are focusing all of your anxiety on this relationship. And very likely, well, I'm not going to go that far. But you're focusing all of your anxiety on this relationship. And the truth is, you have anxiety.
Right.
I have news for you. This is going to end.
No okay? doubt about it. Yeah.
Everything ends until something doesn't. And that's called being married. And then you're married and then you wish that would end and it never will.
Right. Right.
Because they got the hooks in and now you've got a joint bank account or you don't, or you own property together. And it's just difficult to become disentwined from another person.
To the point that this person is basically told. Yeah, I don't know if it is or isn't, but I didn't clock it. It's a great word. But to the point where this person is also telling you, gently or not, that there's a tick, tick, tick. That's right.
He's also saying he's going to college because he is.
Right.
He may just be talking about going to college.
Yeah.
The problem is you're taking it as he's letting me know he's out the door. He is out the door. He is excited about college. He is allowed to exist outside of you.
What is sad, and it's not sad because I go through this too, even today sometimes.
Of course.
I try to keep it more in check, but it is so horrible to yourself to let someone's every whim dictate your self-worth.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be that anything this guy throws out there is suddenly a measure of your sense of self or your worth or your, you know, like I wish you could take, and it's easier said than done, but some of that anxiety about what he thinks about you and put it more into what you think about you. Because I don't know.
And also it's very hard to get this message, but he's not necessarily sending you a message. You are operating on this idea that he is the center of your universe, and therefore you should be the center of his. And really, neither of you should be the center of either one's universe. Mm-hmm. And so you have to find a way. And I would say through therapy, and look, you're a young kid. Everyone goes through this. That's the other thing you should know is, everyone is experiencing these feelings at this age at some point. And particularly when you've found something wonderful that you just want to keep in a jar and hold on to.
Oh, totally. Especially because like your emotions are so just chemically are so all over the place.
That is all completely normal to find something terrific and to fear that it's fleeting.
Totally.
But to deal with that anxiety about things being fleeting and about things inevitably coming to an end. This is what they mean. It is the absolutely most annoying statement, cliche in the world. But when people say, try to enjoy the journey, you know, it's about the journey. It's not about the ending or whatever it is. This was the advice we already gave you. Enjoy the time that you have. Aren't you lucky to have found something someone fabulous? But I have to say, I don't think they're as together as I thought they were in the first letter.
Go on.
Well, I never heard of kids that don't text every day.
I know. That is unusual. And I wonder if one of them, if someone told him, or if this other guy told him, you need to chill out on the texting. Because I don't know why they wouldn't be texting every day either. That's weird. And also that they see each other every day.
They see each other at school.
Right.
I just don't know. And then they get together when they can get together. Mm-hmm. And then one of them is grounded, if this person is really a person.
Right. That's right. Underlying all of this.
Not a catfish.
Right.
But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe kids don't text every day. I don't have a teenager living in my house. Maybe if they see each other, they don't text every day. But I think that these two are what I would call seeing each other. I would say they're dating. I would say they're not exclusively together.
Also, everyone just deserves a break in this because it's probably the first time either of you have dated.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot. It's a brand new thing. Who knows what's going on? And also, I don't know. I mean, this guy might be just trying to. You're going to have to start not being so obsessed with this relationship and it working pretty soon, because it's going to end pretty soon. I mean, in a matter of months, really, right? If he's going to school.
Or not. Or it's going to continue that on vacations, you're going to see each other. Mm-hmm. My question is this. If everything you wanted to happen happened, what does that look like? He answers
it's depressing.
He answers your texts every 2 seconds after you send them. He shows up at your house every day at 3:05 when school ends, and then you spend 3 hours together until dinner time. Then you eat dinner. Then you're on the phone together as soon as dinner ends. Then you do homework in the same room together.
And then you choose where you're going to go to school based on where he went to school.
What is it that you think that you want that you're not getting?
Yeah.
And I actually think if you thought of that picture, you would realize it's not really something that you want. Not meaning that you don't want him, but that's not really how you want your life to be organized.
No, it's not the 50s.
And that you don't really want to spend every minute with someone. You just want someone to want to spend every minute with you.
And the way, listen.
And that is about self-worth.
That is totally about self-worth, and also about doing things that are really good for yourself. And because, listen, I don't like what I'm about to say, but that makes you more attractive when you're doing something that makes you happy and when you're living your own life. It just does. When you're hanging out with friends, when you're getting your mind off this sort of thing, I don't know, you just become a more attractive person. And that's very old school. I don't even know if it's advice. It's a very dated thing to say, but it's just true. If you feel better, you kind of look, people notice.
I also think the other side to that, and we have to remember, this guy's very young.
They're
so
like
this,
babies,
these are all brand new feelings.
Totally.
So if it sounds like we're being hard on you, it's only because every person in the universe has felt exactly how you feel right now, as hard as that is to believe.
Yeah. You feel it with your whole body.
You feel sick to your stomach.
Yep.
We have all 100% been through this.
Someone not looking at you the right way when you pass each other in the hall could ruin your entire fucking day.
Correct.
Yeah.
And we've all experienced that.
Yes.
But this thing, when people say, when you're not thinking about it, you become more attractive. True. But I think what it's really the key to that is that when you feel more comfortable in your own skin, you're doing your own thing, it bothers you less.
Exactly.
And it's on your mind less.
Yes.
That someone doesn't want to spend every second with you.
And the way you sort of stop thinking about one thing all the time is just by doing something else. You know?
I think that at the root of this is really your anxiety about the future. And that's why you keep measuring yourself against this guy, because you don't know what you want. The cardinal sin here is you don't really know what you want. That's okay.
That's
a young kid.
Okay, yeah.
But he seems to know what he does want, which is what this looming college thing is about. He knows he wants to go to college. He's looking forward to it. That feels like an insult to you because you don't know what you want. But that really has nothing to do with him. And you have to get comfortable in this space of figuring out what it is you want to do. And the other thing I would say is that you need to figure out what you want to do. You need to figure out what you want your next move to be. But your next move is not your whole life. Mm-hmm. And I can remember intimately being 18 years old, 17 years old, whatever it is, and thinking that whatever that decision is that you made right after high school was going to set you on a path for the rest of your life.
Oh, totally. That goes through your 20s too, that like every little thing you do or don't do is going to mess with your entire future.
And it simply isn't the truth.
It's not true.
Because if you do something and you don't like it, change it. Mm-hmm. Transfer schools.
Yeah.
Move to a new town. Take a different class.
Right. Take up smoking.
Throw out the sneakers you bought yesterday that you thought you wanted, that you thought you looked cool in, and that you can't return.
Catch a bird.
You don't have to keep wearing them.
No.
Catch a bird. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Or release one.
Take a walk. You bored? Stop taking it.
Yeah.
You don't have to finish the walk because you told people you were going for a walk.
No. That's like when people say like, oh, I'm going to Europe for
Christmas.
You know, right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Doesn't mean you have to.
I already bought the tickets. Yeah.
Right.
So now I have to go.
Right.
Does anyone want to go?
Right.
Nobody wants to go.
No.
But I told people I was going to Europe for Christmas. And
right.
I'm the sort of person that goes to Europe for Christmas.
Right.
So now I have to go.
Yeah. It's sort of like if someone were to do that. It's a good hypothetical, Rana.
But the other thing is, you might get to Europe by yourself for Christmas and think, that's the best Christmas I ever had.
That's true. Oh, I have no problem traveling with myself.
Yeah.
I really don't, but I just need a couple days of like,
yeah,
you know, good communication with somebody.
Something on the docket.
Something on the docket.
You need to know somebody's waiting in the lobby when you get out of your bathtub.
But I'll tell you, that's true. And I'll tell you,
at least when we travel together,
I think at least two or three times a week I get asked, have you found anyone to go to Europe with yet? It's the most depressing question I've ever heard in my life.
Well, you've sort of put it out there that you were looking for somebody. And it is a pandemic. So it's not quite as easy as people saying, I'll just buy a ticket. People have a lot of anxiety around planning trips right now.
I don't care if they do.
I understand, but it's still the reality of the world.
I do know someone who will be there. Just I'm not, it's not a, you know, very close
another one of your gay CIA agents that you always know in all these cities that you go to.
And a gay CIA agent.
You always know somebody that works for the World Bank or is working.
That's true.
Yeah, they're all CIA agents.
That's true. That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. FSOs, I do a lot of those.
Yep.
Yeah.
Foreign Service Offices.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I'm always trying to be on a USO tour, but I want to choose the location. So, I, you know, it just sort of depends.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lori Watson and the co-host of 4Play.
I'm your co-host, George Fowler, former firefighter, your couple's therapist who loves to talk about sex.
Woo, let's discuss everything about the best sexual techniques to building your emotional intimacy, which is really necessary for great sex.
We bring sound, concrete tools to reframe your relationship problems and learn how to fall in love again and feel desire.
Listen to 4Play Radio on the iHeart app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.